This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horstman.
Alrighty, thanks for tuning in, guys. Listen to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. My name is Blake Horstman, here with my buddy Eric Bradley, and we got my favorite two people in Bachelor Nation.
That's a big.
It's on the record.
No, I swear I don't say that to
everybody. It's on the record.
Jason and Caitlin. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us. Eric, do you talk on the podcast too?
A little bit.
He pipes in. He always pipes in with great one-liners. You know,
That's Eric's go-to.
Nobody's here to listen to me.
Yeah, but everybody loves the little, like, behind the scenes, like a producer or friend, like their little chime-ins. Yeah. People love
that's
that.
That's what I'm here for.
And the best part of Eric is he sees it all. He's always in the back. He sees it all. So then when he's got a comment, boom, he's ready to go.
He got me good on the last pod with Tina and Jenny. Dropped a zinger and I'm like,
solid chirp.
What was it? I need to hear it.
We were talking about
Tia release, like screenshotting DMs.
Screenshotting like mean DMs mean sometimes, DMs. Like posting her story.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
And then he said he hadn't done anything.
I was like, I'm going to drop DMs. And he goes, he only releases text messages. I was like, you.
He only releases text messages. That's good.
Shots fired.
I know.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So how you guys been in quarantine? How's you guys seem great.
I'm thriving in quarantine. I feel like we both are, like personally and together. We have like somehow fallen more in love in quarantine.
Yeah, it's been a good, I think quarantine.
Honestly,
well, I mean, I think let's being completely realistic. Like in the beginning, I think we were like butting heads. It was a crash course. But the best part is like Kate and I are always traveling, so it was like a really good test for us, and we learned a lot about our relationship. And I think we've come like it was a roller coaster that went down fast, and like it's not. It hasn't stopped going up since.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
I think that's pretty normal, though, for like relationships in general around this time of being together. Like we're a year and a half in, we're living together. Yeah. I feel like that's when like true colors show and things come out. And like that's when you really get to know each other and then add quarantine to everything. And you're like, oh shit, am I allowed to swear?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I got a question for you guys, actually. And I want to go in a row here. So do you think in general quarantine solidifies more relationships or do you think more people will break up? Just your opinion.
Break up.
Yeah, I think break
up. What do you think?
Break up.
Yeah. So it's funny. I thought the same thing. And I golfed with a minister the other day, and he had told me it's about a
month
ago.
Wait, say that again?
I golfed with a minister through a friend. Okay. It was so funny, though. He tells me he's a minister. I'm like, oh, shit, this is not going to go well. I literally said, God damn, before we got off the first tee box. I'm like, oh, no. Then I realized he was like a pretty cool minister. Like, he was okay with it. He's like, I get it. Like, everyone has their thing. Long story short, he told me that he has never had so many people come to him with requests for marriage in quarantine.
Really?
So I was blown away by that. I put it on my Instagram as a poll, and 70% of people thought it would solidify relationships, which I'm surprised. So we are all on the same page. Yeah. I'm surprised by that.
I'm surprised by that too.
Well, and I like, because you said earlier, I don't know which one of you did it, but you guys are always on the go. You guys are very busy. So like this had to be like not only relationship wise you guys are together, but also like business kind of slowed down. So it was like this weird like perfect storm or bad storm. Yeah.
Yeah. It somehow sped up.
Business did.
Both
Which I don't ever like to just like say that because so many people have suffered through quarantine with losing jobs and everything. Yeah. And we're obviously extremely grateful and aware that we're lucky to do what we do. But I think for me personally, I don't know about Jason, but I was able to kind of like get that break that I needed instead of being all over the place and like going everywhere. And I wasn't really like honed in on my certain businesses where now from being home, I'm like on every single business call. I'm learning so much. I'm more invested in what I'm doing and I'm not just all over the place. So I feel like I've been more productive by staying home and busier in a good way without feeling chaotic.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. I feel as though like I'm so much more focused now on what I'm doing, except running around all over like the Super Bowl and go play in this game or do this thing. And for me, you know, one of my newest ventures, which we've talked about a lot, is Restart. It really started from the pandemic, right? And there were so many things happening with the Dow Jones and S&P, and I just realized there's this huge gap in, you know, what this platform that we're so fortunate to have from the show, a big gap in like, you know, what we're taught and what we need to know. And so for me, it really allowed me to focus in on that. So I think like any change in life, you have to find a way to like find the good in it and move forward and alter and reinvent yourself. And I think, you know, for me, that's what this quarantine was about.
Even for podcasting, While we're plugging our own businesses off the Vine. I was like, wait, I want to plug one in there. even with Off the Vine, like, I'm now able to have way more conversations with people and different people, because I was always so set on being in person and podcasts.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, I have to do them over Zoom. And I always thought it would be weird because I had one bad phone call experience, but the Zoom with seeing people, you can take social cues. Yes. So it's been actually so great to have like unlimited guests to come on the podcast, that this is the first time I've been ahead of podcasts. Like, I've got a few in the bank where I'm like, wait, what?
That's great.
I'm all into the Zoom podcasts.
And like, everybody's kind of like bored right now, so everybody's willing to do a podcast. Like, I'm sure like some guests are like, yeah, like, I want
to
do something.
Totally. Everyone wants to promote something or say something or like be on a podcast right now. So great time to get into it, Blake.
Because we were talking about, like, most artists right now are touring, but now they're just sitting at home.
They're just doing live streams and playing music.
That's tough for musicians.
All of our industries, like,
Everything's changed.
We're kind of the one forgotten industry now, is live events. And like, restaurants opening up, and now it's like the live events is just forgotten about. And it's not going to come back until probably next year.
It's crazy how everything's changed. I mean, right now I think there's about 20 million people that are collecting unemployment, about 1.5 million a week that are filing for unemployment.
Oh,
so
it makes
it's
me
just
so
like
sad.
The only constants change.
I know more people right now without jobs who got fired from jobs than have jobs. It's scary.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's crazy.
I can't imagine putting myself in that position. Like, that's terrifying. I'd feel like, especially for families, you know, like,
that's so true.
Is it hot in here? Why is the AC never working here?
You can open that if it gets a little hot.
Anyways.
But yeah, it's so
weird.
It's crazy time.
I thought we were like starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but now that light's getting I know. Dimmer. Like, I don't know.
Scares the crap out of me.
I know.
Guys.
K-Bone, she's got her shot at Dancing
with
the Stars.
That's all I just want to talk about, because not all quarantine has been, actually, you just said quarantine has been great for you, but Dancing with the Stars. I loved watching that video so much. I watched like 10 times.
When
both
I got
of
surprised.
Your faces. Both of your faces are incredible.
We did not see that coming. No. Like, I thought that would be the last thing in the world, especially for Chris Harrison to deliver that news. Like, I never thought it would come from Bachelor World to tell me that. So I'm like thinking of every other possibility of what he could be telling me, and then when he said that, I'm like, what?
Because I could see both your minds.
I don't think I've ever seen a photo of me ever been so stone-faced, because I'm just like, what the fuck is happening here? And the crazy thing, which I've told this before, but so the production had asked me if I wanted to propose to Caitlin at that time. And, you know, Neil and Rainey, all this stuff, and they were not pushy. I will credit them. He said, listen, you tell us what you want to do. Either way, it's all good. There's no pressure.
That's good.
And so I came back. I told him I wasn't in a position to do it, just given the fact that I didn't want to align our engagement with that whole narrative. So, but the funny thing is, I made that decision.
So many engagements in one episode.
Third attempts to charm. Like, no, not then, not there. So I told Caitlin a couple days after that. I was like, hey, this is the story. And she's like, good. That's not what I'd want anyway.
Right. Yeah.
But then the fact that I had sweatpants on with an earpod case in my left pocket. When we had no idea a question was coming, and Chris Harrison says, I have a question for you. First of all, prefaces it with, I'm an ordained minister. I have a question for you that's going to change your life. And then she grabs my pocket, and of course, they're on that side.
It felt like
a
ring box.
You thought I was doing like reverse, like, your psychology or something?
Yeah, I thought he was trying to trick me. Like,
and I just went
stone
faced. Like, what the fuck? Wait, what is going on? Because you thought it was an engagement.
Yeah, that was insane. That was just so crazy. But I'm like, I was talking to my producer with my 9 to Wine show today, and she was like, what are your fears around like Dancing with the Stars? I'm like, well, right now it's like the fact that I might not even go if quarantine keeps happening or if these numbers keep going up or whatever. So I mean, I'm trying to think about Claire in that situation, because like, poor girl's been waiting to be the Bachelorette for so long. And so I'm just like, I feel like it will happen for Dancing with the Stars. It's just like, I hope it's still it's all going according to plan, but you never know with the world we're living in.
Yeah.
So have they given you any kind of date of like when it's going to start, anything?
They just said, I think they might've put something on their Instagram, but all I know is they said the fall, which is on schedule for what they usually do every year, which is September.
Okay.
So that's all I know right now. I don't know who my partner is. I don't know anything except for the fact that I'm like the only person that's announced right now.
I'm
curious.
Really?
Yeah. I'm curious to see who else is on there.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I haven't heard any other announcements.
Somebody said Carol Baskin.
Lauren Zima had the idea of Carol.
That
like,
would be cool.
Her thought.
That would be.
Gosh.
That
could you even
wild.
Imagine?
Would that be cool? I don't
think
that'd
be cool. I mean, well,
I'm it just depends like, if she's a murderer or not.
Yeah, I was just going to say. It could be, yeah.
It depends what you think.
Yeah, that's true.
She would be very polarizing.
That's true.
She'd bring viewers. TV.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's cool that you're the first one announced, though. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So I had a question. Did you ever get a call before that for any kind of hint? Like over the last 4 years or whatever that you go on Dancing with the Stars?
No.
No, nothing.
No.
Like they never reached out at nothing.
No. In fact, Chris Harrison at one point almost said to me like lose the dream. No, he didn't say that, but he was basically like, you know, it is what it is. And that was 2 years ago, but no, nobody had ever hinted towards it. I would have never thought that they would give me that opportunity.
Yeah.
Not because they're assholes, just because the time is so far past.
Right.
Like, it's been 5 years, mm-hmm. and they've never done that with any past contestant like 5 years later. So I was just shocked. I still am.
Yeah, it's
I still
crazy.
Am. When I say it, like I haven't even really been talking about it too much on social media because it's like I almost don't believe it's true. Like I'm like, do I even say, am I allowed to say that
crazy,
I'm a cast member on Dancing with the Stars? Because I'm like, it doesn't feel real yet.
I think one thing too, like when our relationship started, your relationship with ABC has been like up in the air. And so mine has always been pretty tight with them. And I think you've done a good job of just saying like, let's have a cordial relationship. Like you guys have done a lot for me. I've done a lot for you. Let's put the past behind us. But I think, you know, even when you factor in the fact we have a great relationship now with the franchise, it's still a testament to what you've done and what you built, right? Because they don't put anyone on for anything, right? It's all about numbers, nice. Ratings, and I think you should be proud of that.
Thank you. Yeah. I am proud.
And you're going to bring viewers. You are going to bring viewers.
5 years later,
I hope so.
And you're in the game, and you're not only in the game, you're at the top of your game.
I mean, the Vinos, as I like to call them, Blake, you know how the Vinos are.
Blake record ratings.
I'm like, I know that they'll be on their phones voting, so I hope everyone listening does the same.
Not only will you crush it also, but like, you could be horrible, and I still think you're going to make the finals. You're still going to make the final four.
Is that how it works?
The final four is the final episode? Is there four?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I've never watched it start to finish.
I watched a little. Yeah, I was going to say, I watched a little bit.
I think highlights. It goes four and then to two.
Oh, really?
I think.
Here's what I say. Maybe ever since. The fact you're on it is a win week by week. That's it.
Yeah,
don't focus on anything, but just nail your week. Have a good week.
Yeah.
Just like anything, right? Mm. Like, nail your practice, be prepared,
stay
focused.
Are you preparing at all right now? Like, are you doing some...
My mom is so set on me practicing. She sends me YouTube tutorials on, like, ballroom dancing. And I'm like, Mom, but I swear she's practicing. Because she seems to have this idea that if I get injured, she's going to step in for me. Because my mom grew up dancing. And I swear she's, like, such a performer that she would do that. My mom sent me YouTube videos. And I'm like, is that cheating? Because I'm, like, ahead of the game that I know I'm going on. Because I've already feel like I'm cheating by being a dancer my whole life, but I've never done ballroom.
Oh, well, that's
so cool. I'm like, do I practice?
Well, I think the one thing we both of us have been doing the last couple weeks is
fair.
A lot of like my buddy's a physical therapist for the New York Mets. So I feel like I've been on the phone with him every day. Like, hey, what should we do? She has some back issues. What do you think? He's like, all right, gotta get the core going. So we've been going
like,
ham
I'm
in
no
the gym
chicken.
Lately, I feel like.
I'm
and
35.
By the way, you get injured, I'm going in.
I think Jason is ready to be called.
Then
for
hey,
sure.
It's 2020. You can put a guy and a guy together.
That's
you know?
True. It's 2020.
It's 2020.
I don't care.
Jason's going to be at every practice. He's going to be trying to steal the show for sure.
I was going
to
say, I hope that I feel like they'll film it no matter what, but maybe not with the crowd, but I hope there's a crowd. Because I want to come.
Too.
Me and Jay
to
be front row.
Maybe they'll have like a VIP crowd and do like a social distancing crowd where you can invite friends and family to be in the crowd for certain ones. I think they will.
You've been to it. I've never been. You've
so
been.
It's crazy. Have you been to
I've
one
never
live?
Been to one.
So I went and it's like a small. There's not many people. Yeah, it's not. It's small.
Oh, interesting.
Not many people, but you know, they make it look incredibly big. But yeah, I mean, there's maybe 200 people in there, 250. Yeah.
It's
not that big.
That's
how,
like, when we did Family Feud, I was surprised at how small it was.
Family Feud is bigger, though.
I was going to say,
really?
Family Feud's quite big for a set. Like, like all the late night shows, like Kimmel and Fallon, those studio audiences are tiny.
Super, super small, right?
So small. Yeah, it's probably the same kind of thing.
That's true. I guess you've been on those, Yeah, and they're like just in like seats just all around the stage and then up on the balcony. That's like, there's like six deep seats.
Yeah,
it's not as like intimidating as
you think.
Yeah.
It seems probably more intimidating from home watching on your TV than it is there.
I remember I walked in, I was like, oh, this isn't bad.
See, and I love
you're right on top of you though. Like You would be dancing right there, and I'd be sitting.
Oh,
here.
Really?
You are like, we're on top of you on the stage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that would make me nervous.
Yeah. You're like, on
especially
top.
If but I
you're...
knew people in the crowd. Mm-hmm. That makes me more nervous than if I don't know who people are.
But it's like anything, right? Like, it's performance anxiety. And once you go, you go. You just, there's no, the show goes on, right? Like,
yeah.
And you're going to put so much practice into it. Oh,
so much practice. Hannah reached out saying, like, congratulations. And she, we've been trying to get in touch on the phone, and she goes, last night, and I was like, I'm already in bed. It was like 9 o'clock. And this morning she's like, no, get the rest while you can. Yeah. And I was like, oh boy, here we go.
I actually, yeah. So when I went to, dance start afterwards, there's like, you know, there's always like people get drinks afterwards or whatever. And I went in and got drinks, and Hannah B was there, and she just looks like a zombie. Like,
really?
She, oh my God. She just looks so exhausted.
Especially coming off her insane season into dancing and everything she had to go through after.
And when that night I saw her was the night she filmed with Pete.
Oh.
So it was that and Dancing with the Stars. Oh. And she just looks, I felt so bad for her.
Oh, that, like, her, yeah, that breaks my heart.
Like, she was just, you could just tell heavy. She was just so mentally, physically exhausted. Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, this girl's
been
through so much. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was wild. But.
I'm glad she gets some downtime after that. Like, quarantine couldn't have come a better time for her. Like, so she's just on top and now gets to rest. It's amazing.
Well, I'm excited for you. That's going to be, God, I can't wait. It's
thank
so fun
you.
To
yeah.
Well, I would have watched this one from beginning to end for sure.
Yeah, it's I've watched a few seasons, but honestly, and this is so crazy to say, it's hard for me to watch any dancing show because it was such a dream and a passion of mine that I it was always something that I feel like I kind of gave up and let my dream go. And like, even so, you think you can dance, all these dance shows, it's like hard for me to watch because I'm like, oh, I could be on that stage and I like dropped my dream and now I'm like, here we go. She's back.
She's back.
She's back.
So are you guys planning on going to LA then? Like, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Right? That'll be cool.
That'll be
awesome.
We're going to take the dogs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to go. Like, I mean, we love Nashville, but I'm excited to just go have a little, almost like make it a staycation, which is, it's not going to be, I'm going to be working my ass off, but yeah, I mean, so true. Jason works his ass off every day, but it'll be nice to like a little change of pace, California sushi.
I'm looking for the food. The food's going to be
really
the best.
I'm really excited about the food. Yeah.
But it's cool. It's, yeah, I'll be, I mean, we'll probably be there for even like, we even talk about it. Like, even if she's gone, like, it's not going to happen, but you leave week one, we're going to stay there probably for a couple
don't
months.
Don't even say that
no,
out loud.
But I'm just saying, worst case scenario, which isn't going to happen.
Everybody knock
so,
on
wood. The good news is, well, yeah, it'll be a nice little change of pace. For.
Luckily, I can't be the drunk girl night one who goes home. Like, that isn't possible. So it's like, if I go home night one, it's because, like, I didn't get enough votes.
You're
it's not because I was like
home night one.
Nope.
I'm just saying. We're gonna stay. My point is, we're going to stay out there for a few. We're going to stay out there for
so
a few
months. It's funny because I've had people ask, they'd be like, you know, like, do you. Everybody thinks like, oh, like, you know, Dance with Stars can like break up relationships. I'm like, listen,
I know.
Caitlin and Jason are like, you guys don't know. I was like, I know them personally. I'm like, they can get through Dancing with the Stars.
I'm not even slightly worried about it. I mean, we've talked about the fact that people have said that, or maybe it has done something to relationships. But like, when you have people, well, one, that are in love, but two, like, Jason's such a confident, supportive human being. And I feel like I grew up dancing with guys my whole life. Like, it's not like I'm like, ooh. Yeah. And I always say, like, if a guy's hips move better than mine, like, I'm not really into it. I mean, they're great people, but well, Jason's hips move pretty good, but but yeah, we've talked about that. But I mean, we're just, it's so different for each relationship, and I just feel like we're in such a solid place and have such a good foundation, where a lot of people, you know, come off the show and they don't have that solid foundation, and then they go into that where they've been like dating other people and like they haven't built that trust or anything yet. Like, I feel like that's got to be really challenging to just go into another show where you're just, you know, with another person at all times.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to anything, and like, it just comes down to trust, right? Yeah. Like, we have full trust in each other. Like, go dance your ass off with whoever the hell you're gonna dance with. That's great. Like, but you have to have confidence in that. And for those relationships that it did break, like,
it will probably break later anyway.
That's a testament to the foundation. That's probably would have happened anyway, right? Yeah. So,
because there's going to be tests through every relationship. And I mean, if Dancing with the Stars is one, I'm not worried about it. Yeah. But there's, you know, like, every relationship will go through hard times. And like, I think the hardest part for us is going to be the fact that I'm like gone all day. We don't see each other. We're so used to seeing each other all the time. And then we're going to be just so exhausted by the time we go to bed. Like, it's going to be kind of not as much quality time as we're used to.
Yeah.
But
I agree with that. Yeah, it's all good.
I'm excited to miss you a little bit.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Hey guys, real quick, I want to talk to you about Care of vitamins and supplements. I've been taking these vitamins lately, and I don't know about you guys, but when I go to the store, you walk down an aisle and there are different vitamins and supplements and all kinds of things, and it can be really confusing. So the cool thing about Care of is it's hassle-free vitamins and supplements delivered straight to you. So your recommendations come in daily, individually wrapped packets that are perfect for getting back into a routine. You go online, you take a 5-minute quiz. It asks you questions about your diet, lifestyle, and health concerns to help address your specific wellness goals. So for me, when I went online and did this quiz, basically it said that I don't take enough dairy, so I have to take some calcium plus vitamins. I don't get enough fruit in my diet, so I have to take some B complex vitamins. And then also it says for me, the best kind of protein would be the plant-based protein. So I would get the plant-based protein in the mail, as well as my B complex and calcium vitamins, all individually wrapped for me each day. Care of products are formulated with good for you, clean ingredients that are backed by science. Care of is super transparent about the research and sourcing behind every one of their products, with extensive info available on their websites and fun, informative content on their social pages. So if you want to get some Care of vitamins delivered straight to you for 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code BlakeH50. That's 50% off with code BlakeH50. Go get you some Care of vitamins and supplements now. All right, now back to the pod.
Yeah. You're still like, obviously, this is going to be your home. You're just going to go visit, right? And then if you like it, have you guys ever considered LA?
We consider California.
I think as far as like where we would actually settle down and get a house and start a family is a big question mark. I think likelihood it's in Nashville.
Yeah.
That's probably the. I mean, this place is such a realistic place to live. Decent weather, easy to travel. Cost of living here is incredible.
It's
no
not
state
the most
income
progressive
tax.
Place, but.
Yeah, the city of Nashville is doing a good job. Outside of Nashville, Tennessee's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
But I think one thing we think about often is like, hey, we could go wherever we want. Most of our stuff's virtual, right? So I think this will give us a great opportunity to check out a place in an area that we would consider. So we might be there after 3 months, be like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in traffic for 3 hours ever again.
Yeah.
Or we might say like, holy shit, this is amazing. We got to move here.
And I feel like it's either way with LA too. Either love it or hate it.
So, I think the cool thing too is like, it's nice. My parents are, all my family's East Coast. All her family's really West Coast. So it'll be nice to be back on the West Coast be closer to her family too.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh.
It'll be good.
I feel this is the longest I've ever gone without seeing my family. It's horrible. Yeah. Thank God for FaceTime.
Yeah. Yeah, with quarantine.
Right? Yeah. Thank God for FaceTime. And like, you know, I always remember watching The Simpsons when I was young, and they did like an episode of Into the Future, and they had video phones, and I was like, yeah, right. Could you imagine like seeing someone on a screen when you talk? And now I'm like, it's such a normal thing. But now I'm like, my God, what do we do before FaceTime? That's like how I stay connected with my niece and nephew and family and everyone.
I think it's Power Rangers where they talked in their watch or something like that.
Oh, yeah. And now you do it every day.
Now you do it all the time. Like, I'm in the shower like doing a text. It's great.
Yeah, you and your audio file.
Big audio guy.
The efficiency of the audio.
And I love how they're time sensitive, so you can't ever keep them.
Yeah, you gotta keep them short, quick. It's awesome.
Yeah, but then you can't go back for like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't like go back to read. Yeah,
you know me. I like to go back. Like, I'll sit and scroll for an hour just to go back on one thing he said. Be like, see, you said that.
I told you.
I took a screenshot. I knew it. But I'm also a psycho.
He just laughs.
Takes a big sip of his White Claw.
It's okay.
Oh, that's great.
I own it.
So, the goat episode.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
So, you know how I am with mental health and everything.
Yeah.
And how I want to know when did you hear that they were going to like replay your season?
I had an inkling. Is that how you say it? Why did that sound wrong?
No, I think you nailed it.
That sounded wrong. Remember I said, oh no, I know what it was. Chris Harrison put out a tweet like, whose season would you want to rewatch? And I was like, and then I just sent him, or we did an Instagram live with him, and we're like, please don't. And he was like, yeah, we'll see. And I was like, oh boy, it's happening. So I thought they were going to re-air the whole season, which I honestly lost some sleep over. But when I found out it was a 3-hour episode, I was like, okay, I really hope they play like never seen before footage. That would be really fun. And then they're like, no, we're just going to highlight all the most dramatic parts and like all that. And I was like, and we're back to lack of sleep. It's hard because it's been 5 years. So I'm like, it was hard for me to put myself back in that place. But then they sent me the episode.
Mm.
as a screener. And so I watched it and it took me 2 days to get through because I was like feeling every emotion. I got like, I got happy, I got sad, I got mad, I was laughing, I was crying, I was going through every emotion. And because I never thought I would watch it again. Yeah. I never thought other people would watch it again. And I never thought I actually would watch it when it was going to be on. I was like, nah, I'll just take a knee. But then we were at Jason's parents' house. It was his mom's 60th birthday. And his mom was so sweet. And she just said like, yeah, we're going to watch it together. Like, we'll do shots. And she was just being so great it. And Jason's like, I'll pop in and out. And it was just like, it made me realize so much time has passed. I'm in such a like good place now that I can look back on it with more gratitude than like frustration and anger that it's like led me to where I am now. And I can't be upset about that. So yeah. It was hard though.
That's what I was going to ask. It was like, did you think it was almost therapeutic to watch it? Like, do you
think a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
I definitely watched it through a different lens instead of watching it feeling like bad and like I'm hurting somebody I love and blah, blah. I watched it and felt like a little bit empowered and like it gave me a little bit more closure of like, oh, I didn't see it like that before, but now, ugh. Yeah. Where it just kind of, it reassured me of certain things that
decisions you made.
Yeah.
But like 2 or 3 years ago, do you think you would be looking at like do you think you would have freaked out a little bit more?
Even 2 years ago, I would have been like not in a good place about it. But yeah, now it's like, I mean, timing's everything. The fact that they aired it, I still had a hard time with it, but not nearly as hard as it would have been.
Because I remember seeing that tweet. I don't know if it was Robin Mills or somebody or Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, they replay Paradise. And I started losing sleep, you know, because I wasn't sure if they're going to do it. And I was so, I can't imagine like being a lead of something and having it.
Well, because
you know?
I was so criticized in my time The Bachelorette, like so criticized, and people were very hard on me and it was a very hard time. And I was like, am I going to have to go through that again? Or is it just going to be a fun 3 hour thing that like people now can look at again through a different lens where they did 5 years ago, it was a bunch of slut shaming, where now it's like, Caitlin walks so Hannah could run.
Yeah, yeah, it's like empowering, like you said. Yeah,
so it was, it definitely just felt a lot different this time around. And again, it was 3 hours, and like, you know, next week it's somebody else. So it was different, but yeah, that's,
how
I mean,
was
it's
it for you, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think like first emotionally, you're just like, no one in the world would ever want to see their significant other, person they're in love with, date 30 other dudes, right? Like, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And so when I heard about it, I was like, this, you know, we got to relive all this, right? But at the end of the day, like you think logically, and I mean, that's how I try and do everything. Like there's ego and then there's logic. And then you got to separate the two and really like dig deep into like what makes sense. And then there's principle. For me, this was like emotionally and ego, I was like frustrated. Logically, it was 5 years ago, right? Like if that didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened. It was part of her story. It's a part of where we are. And it is what it is. So in a perfect situation, would I want them to re-air the Caitlin season? No. Would I want them to re-air Becca season? No. It was part of who we are, but it makes us who we are today. And for me, like, that's what it, without this franchise, I say this all the time, but like we wouldn't be together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's, it is what it is. What
and it was a nice little cherry on top for us to be together at the end with nice announcement.
For sure. And the thing is too, the, like what I was probably most worried about is like literally the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, shit, when I found out it's airing, I'm like, my mom's birthday is her 60th birthday is the next day. I'm like, no, I didn't know how my parents would like be with it. So what my idea was like, hey, let's watch it over the weekend when we're at my parents' house. Let's not worry about this. So we get to my parents' house and we hadn't even watched it yet. And I'm like, are you good? My mom's like, are you gonna watch this? I'm like, I don't know. We'll dabble. I was like, are you gonna watch? She's like, oh, fuck yeah, we're watching it. I was like, wait, what? So they got into it, they had drinks, they had a good time.
Oh, I remember you. Yeah, your stories were fantastic.
It is what it is.
It was nice because I had already watched it and got all my emotions out, and then I actually had a lot of fun watching it with Jason's mom, which is the most fucked up thing.
It's so ridiculous. It's what a weird thing, eh?
The Bachelor world, you know.
I feel like your mom would be the same way, though.
Oh, she would love it.
For sure.
Oh,
yeah.
She would be so supportive and be high-fiving you during sex scenes.
Exactly. 5 years ago. Like, whatever.
Again, I saw people like talking like, oh, it's going to be hard for Jay. I'm like, no, Jay's fine.
Yeah,
like, Jay's like one of the most secure people I know.
If anyone knows Jay, it's like he can just say out loud like, yeah, this sucks, but like it is what
whatever.
It is. Who cares?
Like, yeah, do you want to see your girlfriend and that you love make it out with dudes? No, oh, yeah, don't. But then like whatever, it's just fucking,
he would come
whatever.
In and I'd be like making out with someone and he's like, oh, okay, I'm out of here.
This is unbelievable. It also helps that majority of the guys I've been friends with before I met Caitlin. Yeah.
True.
So,
well, that's very true.
You know, what a weird fucking world, eh?
Weirdness, incestual. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
it's life. It's life. Like we all have history, and here we are today.
I know. I think there was a scene of like you and Ben kissing, and I was like, this is weird. No, I was like, I don't like this.
It was the weirdest. It's funny because I've already separated that Ben was on my season to I forget he was on my season. Then I see us kissing, I'm like, what? He's like a bro, like he's a friend. And it's just so weird to watch because one, it was so long ago, and two, we're like, I'm friends with a lot of the guys from my season.
Yeah. And I think if you step into this situation, you know what it is, and you continue, like anyone that is watching this back all these seasons, like if you're holding a grudge against your significant other who you're with now because of that, like again, it goes back to the Dancing with the Stars convo. There's deeper rooted issues there, right?
Preach.
Like,
preach.
So
yes. Good. Anyway. I was saying that the other day. I was doing like Q&A on my Instagram, and somebody asked something about Peter's girls or something. I was like, listen, if you get off the show and you still hold a grudge to the lead for dumping you or whatever, something like that, I was like, that's just, to me, that's just insecure.
So petty.
Like,
it's
yeah,
so
it's just
petty.
Like, yeah, you know, like we all know,
especially
the show,
yeah. And, once you know. Understand the con, like when you're a little removed, you start to like think about what happened in production. To hold a grudge over that is so.
I'm
petty.
Pretty sure Clint still holds a grudge over me.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's the only one. Like even Ian, who was such a douche to me on that show, remember he called me service level.
Yeah.
He apologized to me like at Women Tell All, and we like had a great conversation, and he felt so bad.
Good for
and,
him.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's great.
Oh yeah, he was great, and so. It like that showed his, you know, maturity emotionally and other people. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
So what do you guys have coming up? Obviously Dancing with the Stars, but is there anything else? I mean, big coming up. Jay, do you got anything, you know?
So yeah, I mean, restart is rocking and rolling. We got about 46,000 followers on Instagram, about 9,000 on YouTube. And
you're such a numbers guy.
I'm just thinking of like how we've grown. Like you know,
that's
three
true,
three
yeah.
months
yeah.
ago, none of that happened, right? We had zero.
No,
so
it's
3 months
great.
Ago,
that's just
restart
funny.
Didn't exist.
Yeah.
And now we also I just signed a 2-book deal with HarperCollins, so that's super exciting. So we have 2 books that we're going to be working on, and then we're also creating like a membership model. So really just focusing on restart. And the thing is, like the thing that drives me about it is it's every day we are impacting someone as far as like their professional navigation, how they're managing personal finances. And those are real things. Mm-hmm. Like those are real things that impacts people's lives forever. And so that's what like motivates me and gets me super excited talking about it. Yeah. So,
and you're so good at it. Like you,
well,
I feel like you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in life.
Yes. Thank you.
Like
yeah.
by doing that. Yeah.
The passion you have for numbers and for finance.
Yeah.
it's fun to watch.
Especially coming from like corporate America to take that and take all of your education and put it into something that you love doing instead of like, you know, how you always say the blueprint of what you think you should be doing, like mm-hmm. that you can take it and use this platform that you have to help people mm-hmm. in that way. It's so cool.
Dude, I remember that Dow post you
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I felt like blew everything up because everybody's like
so helpful.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. I remember watching me like,
that makes
that's
sense.
What it is. Yeah.
But that's the thing is like you think about every aspect of people's life, whether it's asking for a raise, it's finding your way in your career, all these things. Like the number of women that ask for a raise on an annual basis is in the single digit percentage. And that's just crazy. And I think what motivates me is like, I cannot stand when people are being taken advantage of. Right. So it's like, give people the information that ammo to be like, go fucking do it. Mm-hmm. And here's how you do it.
And you've got a following of a few females.
Yes.
Let's go.
So excited to
have
just.
Have you had cool feedback of being like, I went in today and I asked for a raise and I got it because you were like, you're inspired. Have you had that?
Yeah, we've had a ton of feedback in either group consulting sessions, personal consulting, or just the whole channel. But, you know, someone who is moving from actually Denver to California, mm-hmm. totally renegotiated her package for her, which is exciting. You see people that are buried in credit card debt, how to restructure that debt. You see people that are looking to refinance their student debt that don't have the first information of how to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, just everything from, I think, debt management, money management, career management. We've got to impact so many. I mean, we just the other day saved someone $100,000.
What?
And refinancing their mortgage. $100,000.
Wow.
Based on, yeah, it was.
You didn't tell me that. That's
based
huge.
On PMI and like, yeah, we built a restructure tool. I got a good analyst from PwC. And we saved over the life of the loan, what she's doing today versus what she's doing now, she'll save $100,000.
Wow.
It's awesome. So it's stuff like that that you're
that's
like, fuck
huge.
Yeah, let's keep going.
Yeah, that's badass. So, Yeah, that keeps you going too. That keeps you, that's motivation too.
That's so amazing.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool.
That's so cool. Yeah. Wow.
Cool, and then obviously you just got Dancing with the Stars. That's a big. Don't do anything until Dancing with the Stars, so that you don't get hurt. You don't get any of that.
Know.
Like, don't do anything.
I just said to Jason yesterday. I said, I swear, since I got the news, I've been more clumsy and like hurting myself.
I
know.
Like you cut your finger the other day.
She tripped out of nowhere. Pulled my back lifting some weights. Like I'm like, what is happening? Like, stop doing this to me. But yeah, Dancing with the Stars. Obviously, I'm still going to continue to podcast and do all of that stuff. And then what I really love talking about is obviously my wine, which I'm drinking right now, even though it's not 5 o'clock yet. But anyone who knows me knows I say fuck that.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah, it is Sunday. There you go. But yeah, we just launched our 2.0 Spade and Sparrows wine, and I've got a wine club which has over 1,000 people in it. Wow. So that's fun. And yeah, you can get it all. Everything that has to do with me is on caitlinbrosseau.com if anyone just wants to go there and check it out.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks, guys. And obviously, Restart is on Instagram, too.
Yeah, Restart, Instagram, and YouTube. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. So.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming, guys. I love you guys. You guys have always had my back.
Always.
It's been a wild ride, huh? Holy shit.
Me and Jay are going to be front row Dance with the Stars. All
yes,
that, so.
Yes, we please. Will be.
No
doubt. Oh, I love that. Oh, it just so made me nervous. I just got
our faces painted, chest painted.
Oh, my God.
Caitlin's shirts.
And then Caitlin's going to go to sleep because she's tired. We're going to go out.
Yeah, we're going to go.
You guys go rage. I'll sleep.
Future Mirrorball champ, Caitlin. That's.
We're putting it out there.
That's what it is, yep. Cool, guys. Well, I appreciate you getting on.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. And congratulations on your podcast.
Podcast, DJ, until next time. Keep going.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to follow our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, like, and give us all 5 of those damn stars. Behind the Rose is recorded on-site at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. See you next time, Behind the Rose.